Well, Shane Jones is New Zealand First Whangarei candidate. Hello to you, Mr. Jones.
Kia ora.
Those who took part in this fight say they want to host another. Why shouldn't they?
Well, I don't know anyone from mainstream opinion in Whangarei who thinks it's a good idea that we should institute this criminal tourism as a new feature of the service sector in Whangarei. I understand where Mr. O'Reilly and others are coming from, that the killing and the mayhem that's taken place within the gangs in the north is awful, but the reality is those issues of death are all traceable back to the criminal activity pertaining to P. Now, sure, there was a lot of excitement around the boxing event for the people that went along, but what I don't like is the notion that let's get the bat gangs in the ring so that they can fight each other in a safe tournament-like environment, but at the same time, let's keep selling P to the community where people are dying. To me, that's perverse, and I absolutely detest it.
I get what you're saying. That said, this fight went off without a hitch. The men who fought, they aren't wanted by police. They say it's helping to ease gang tensions. It's a bit of an outlet for them. Have they, at least on one level, proven themselves this weekend?
Well, obviously the police weren't required to pick up carnage, etc. And I don't want to be churlish about that. That needs to be said. But the notion that Whangarei should become an annual gang capital so that these guys can have a fight whilst at the same time they're peddling pee, sorry, I'm just not going to back down on that. I mean, my real agenda here is to stop that event from happening again, number one. Number two, transition people out of gangs, and I'm actually a person who believes in redemption. And there's no shortage of people in the fishing industry, the forestry industry, and related primary produce industries that are screaming out for workers in the north. But we've got our young men associated with this sort of glorification of gang culture. And as a 57-year-old father and Māori of the north, I'm not tolerating it.
How are you going to stop it then?
Well, first I'm going to get myself into Parliament as the Whangarei MP. And unlike the other Shane, who seems to have disappeared and become Mr. Hyde rather than Dr. Ricky, we need strong voices that promote not only an alternative, but put a marker down and say, look, a provincial capital like Whangarei is not going to go ahead whilst you've got ongoing threats of gang violence and the element of P growing as we speak.
So this is a vote-winning policy.
Crime.
It's a vote-winning policy for you, Mr. Jones.
Well, the only reason that I've taken this arguably hazardous stance, because I have had quite a lot of negativity from people associated with gangs since I've done this, is because people of Whangarei have asked me to stand up because they've known I've had 19 years of having zero tolerance with the gangs when I was formerly a politician.
Have you got a few threats coming through from the gangs, Mr. Jones?
To me, not directly. I don't believe there's any gang member that would be foolish enough to directly threaten me, but rest assured, in the event that it was to happen to me, the first people that would know about it is the police. But you always get this low-level midget-like chatter on Facebook. I don't bother with that.
Shane Jones, New Zealand First's Whangarei candidate. Thank you.